The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Busy if you're after a natter. He's got a builder in doing some estimates and that.
Is your mum there? It is her day off, isn't it?
It would be normally, but I think she's swapped. I think the other receptionist, Miss Browning, don't you know, has got an invitation to Buckingham Palace or a cold. I forget which.
How's Ray?
Bad-tempered. We have to park his wheelchair where he can't get old enough to throw at us.
Oh, come on, Wendy girl, be fair. I can't believe that.
Honest, there's no living with him. Our Mark's fled the coop. I don't open my mouth. My mum can't do nowt right. And any spare breath, Grant's system gets it.
Well, I don't wonder at that. But to be honest, it was your mum I wanted.
Oh, I'll tell her. Brim wants your mum. She'll be tickled pink.
Get off with you now. It was that, little do a week back.
When you and Uncle Bill got me dad plastered. Shame on you. Even Shakespeare were drunk as I heard it.
Shakespeare?
World's champion lamppost wetter. The dog.
God's honest, it were me that kept giving him home brew. No, oh, I felt apologies were in order. Your mum was obviously upset. I've been on late shift this week, so I've not had the chance.
I think you're forgiven. Well, I must dash. Job centre won't wait. They're crying out for prime ministers. No previous experience necessary.
She'll be off for dinner, will she, your mum?
Oh, aye. She'll have to check on me dad. All his paraphernalia and that. Oh, it's a sight to see where she looks after him. I couldn't do it for a man. Your pigeons are coming in, look. Ta-ra!
Oh, bye now. Come on, you Brits. Home, your beauties. She was lovely and fair as a rose of the summer, but 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the light.
Hey up, if you are not Sybil from Granary, I don't know ya.
Wendy! Hey, I like your blonde streaks. I tried doing mine, but it came out all tatty.
You put weight on. It suits you. Been having a nibble like, have you?
No, Harold's been finished.
Harold? Who's he when he's at home? I meant the sliced bread.
You're confusing me.
Oh, forget it. What are you doing in job centre, any road?
I'm looking for a job. It's where you come, isn't it?
Allegedly.
A what, eh?
Never mind. Spotted out that involves sinning in song?
No, not really. Shall I ask?
Oh, I won't bother. Any road, what's happened? I mean, you had a career map all mapped out for you, didn't you? Shelf filling today, tomorrow the till. Did you not make it to checkout, girl?
No, it were Harold.
Harold? Oh, aye, him as I decked.
He nearly saw a solicitor about that.
All he saw were stars.
But then he got caught with a vampire.
Plot thickens. Weren't that her from Complaints with them evil eyebrows?
She were wicked, she were. Her hands were like claws. Poor Harold, she had him hypnotised. They were caught in the office. He were interfering with her. She swore blank she were being harassed. Harold asked me to speak up for him, be a character witness like. I told manager. Well, I says, Harold's never harassed me. And vampire says, yeah, but you can bet your life little cow wished he had.
The nerve! What did she do then? Turn into a bat?
No, she stalked out. Her and Harold were sacked on a minute's notice. It came out they'd been staying behind after closing. Making like a bed out of them packets of bridge rolls and such.
Inventive. I never thought of that. Better than cornflake packets.
Any road I left a week later. It put me right off bread. And besides, there were no romance in it once Harold had gone. I mean, it were like a challenge. I'd spot where he were and then fill me shelves so I didn't lose sight of him sort of thing.
He were love's young dream and no mistake. Tell you what, Sybil Duck. There's no doing round here for unskilled females with no reputation like us. Have you got any dosh?
Well, actually, I'm not badly off.
Ooh, I'm rubbing me hands. Come on then, Dorsey. Last at booze is a donkey. All you concert violinists, be warned. There is to be a crackdown on fiddlers. This is an official announcement.
Where's door? You'll have a shot.
Hello, you look busy.
Hello, Rini.
It's Jack Matthews. Well, I never. Must be ages. When you did our extension?
18 months, and it's not fell down. Mind, I've a bone to pick with you.
Hey?
I only heard you were after some work doing by chance.
this pal of mine. You met Yin Flagship the other night.
Oh, aye. I'm with me mum and our Cheryl.
Any road. I thought I'd call round. Offer me services. Good cheap job. And as it happens, I'm a bit slack, so I can crack on as soon as you like.
Well, we were thinking of applying for grants.
Oh, Ray said not. Too much red tape. He wants me to press on regardless.
I say, Rainy.
Hello, Bryn.
I'm glad I caught you. Look, the other night, that drinking doer. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's forgotten. Do you know Jack?
Oh, aye. See each other knocking about. Play crib, don't you, down the miners?
Aye, we've done some pegging, me and this chap.
Well, I'll let you carry on, Jack. Best see our race, fairy.
He were in front room. Bit browned off. Can't wonder, I suppose.
Making things right for the lad, are you?
I'm doing me level best. Great pity. He was such an active fella. I've known him since he were a youth. And Rainey too. Used to get on at Embassy, did Rainey? That's where Ray met her. It's sight to behold, them two, rocking and rolling.
Yeah, good days, I should imagine.
Oh, brilliant. I knew Rainey first. Walked her home a time or two. My lady were her mate. Never knew whether I'd picked the right one.
Yeah, she's a woman and a half, is Rainey. I couldn't have better neighbours. And, of course, I worked with Ray down the pit. I was with him when he had his accident, you know.
I so believe. Well, I suppose he'd be all right for cash, what with his sick pay and his compensation. Don't get that in our game.
Yes, it's all being gone into.
Still, he's got a good lass. By it, they could rock. I remember there being a competition down at Embassy. Great times we had down there. It's gone now. Any road, there were a crack couple come down from Manchester for this jive contest. We all fancied Ray and Rainey. Then that Saturday afternoon, Ray were hit by a rising ball. Word went round. Ray Coldclough's out by reason of rising ball. We all thought he got hernia or summat. However, couldn't dance a step that night.
Nor can he now.
Bad luck for Rainey. Bad luck all round. Well, I must get on. I'll be in residence next week or two.
Will you indeed? You're not busy then? I thought all you builders were busy.
Not at the moment. Mind, way Ray's fixed. I'd give him priority any road.
I bet you would.
Oh, I could have done with some more Bacardi in this Coke. Oh, aye, I've had offers. I've got things in pipeline, like. Do you remember that fella called Bernard? He rang once when you were in our house trying them shoes.
Oh, you're Mark's pal.
That's right, got it in one. Well, he propositioned me, did Bernard. Very smooth. He goes to these sort of sales conferences. Places like Brighton, swanky hotels. He wanted me to go with him as, like, his consort. Seemingly, it's the dumb thing to have a consort. Used to be a courtina. Any road, he's not been in touch. Mind you, I'm living in hopes.
They call Prince Philip the Queen's consort, don't they? I used to think it were like a corset. I once asked me, ma'am, why do they call Prince Philip the Queen's corset? She did laugh.
Blimey, Sybil, you're on your own, you are. I like your new outfit.
Oh, ta. Do you reckon pencil skirt suit me?
Oh, it's very fetching. And not cheap, I bet.
Well, I have been splashing out a bit.
Splashing out when you've no wage? What's your big secret?
I've been left money.
Get off.
Honest, £1,000. It were me Auntie Clarice. She had quite a few, Bob. Most of it went on me mum, but she made this bequest to me. We got on, like. She loves samples, perfume samples and that going free. When she were bedridden, I used to collect them for her, take them up to her house, like.
Very touching, is this?
She never bought any perfume, just had these samples. Her eyes used to light up.
No wonder she had a few, Bob.
When she was laid out, like, I had this last sample. I got it off perfume counter at Boots. Girls there knew me. Here she is, they'd say, Miss Sample.
You sure it was Sample?
Well, what else would it be? I mean, I'm not simple.
Of course not.
Any road, I sprinkle this sample over me Auntie Clarice, sort of last rite. She looked a picture. I hope I look as good in me coffin.
Hey, give over. You've a good way to go yet. Right now, me and thee would look good anywhere.
What about Eastbourne? Would we look good there?
Eastbourne? Well, at least it's one up on a coffin. But why Eastbourne?
Well, we booked to go there, me and me mum. And now she's gone and got herself a fella. She met him at King's Hall, Saturday dancing. I don't trust him, Wendy. I think he has a wig. I'm dying to have a pull, but he's dead sly. He asked me to go to Valentino's with him. He says he can break dance. Can you imagine? His 60th is a day. If my mum knew, she'd go spur. She thinks he's bee's knees. She's practising tango all day long. I could scream. Would you go to Eastbourne with me? I'd pay the hotel and the train fare.
Are you sure?
Of course I am.
Tell you what, I don't fancy Eastbourne.
But Spain's cheap, you know.
I'm home, Ray. You all right, Doc?
Fine.
Oh, you're in here, are you?
Where else would I be? I can hardly run off.
How's your water been?
Still a funny colour. Used to be like best bitter. Now it looks like something that's come from the cut.
I'll have to get Dr. Redmond pop in. Have you used your walking frame today?
Too much trouble.
The one I sent that to the wick. They thought it were grand. Come on, have a do. Let me help you.
No, thanks. I did try, but I'm knackered.
Please, Ray, buck up a bit. I know it ain't easy, but I've never seen you the sort as give in. You'll never walk again if you don't try.
I'm not giving in. I feel bad, that's all. Poorly.
Well, you must take the exercise.
Exercise? Bloody hell.
And it's vital you watch what you eat. I mean, look here. Crisp packets. You just can't eat crisps and such.
Don't have fret. They'll do me no harm.
No harm? You're putting your life at risk. I thought you'd more sense. Well, think about me, if not for yourself.
You wouldn't be in your widder's weeds all along.
What?
You said it in hospital up Oswestry there, when I were joking with nurses. You said two can play at that game, when only one of us can play it proper.
You remember that? I was just nettled. I could have bit my tongue off. Oh, Ray, you've no need to think that.
I think everything. Sat here. As for them crisps, well, I'm supposed to drink me 5 pints of liquid a day. I need a thirst. No wonder I'm always wetting me sen. Shut that door. I've gone cold.
It's the middle of summer.
I don't care. I feel cold.
Well, how are we going to get on next week? I don't know. I mean, we'll have builders tramping all over the house.
Don't know they bother. The work wants doing, and I'll cope.
To be honest, Doc, I think you've been a bit hasty. We can say goodbye to a grant. If the work's been done, I doubt they'll fork out.
I don't know what fork out anyway. All paperwork they'll pile on you. And besides, if you can afford as we can, why rely on the state?
Because it's our right. It's in a charity. We've both paid his insurance.
All right, take it through channels. And if we live to be 90, we might see somewhat done.
Oh, that's not fair,
Ray. I'm telling thee. First we make the application. Then the environmental summit or other comes nosing round. Amex an assessment. Then we have to get 3 estimates for the work. Then a quantity surveyor has to assess them. Then we means test it. Then a senior surveyor assesses first assessment. Then that sits on somebody's desk for I don't know how long. Then after taking an eternity, they turn round and tell you, if you hadn't got the work done inside 12 months, you got to go through the old bloody rigmarole again.
It's a slow process. You have to have patience.
I hadn't got patience. Oh, it'll be winter. I'm cooped up in front room. I can't get out of the house under my own steam. I shall go daft.
I know the system's long-winded in some respects, but the officials are helpful by and large. They do care. Folk get grand.
Some folk have no choice. I do.
We, Ray, we do.
Christ almighty, I don't know what women's rights on top of everything else.
We're not made of money, you know. My job's not that safe. Our Wendy's not working. We've lost Mark's housekeeping.
There's the coal board. They'll pay up. I'll get compensation.
Oh, I don't know as you will.
Union will back me. They'll make a case.
Doesn't that depend on what Bryn says?
He were in danger. I saved him. Well, what else can I say? Is he my mate or what is he?
You can't expect him to tell lies.
What on about telling lies? I'm in a wheelchair, aren't I? Is that a lie?
Ray? Oh, my God. You're getting yourself in such a state.
You best get knocked. Oh, I feel bad, Rainy. Oh, Mother, but it's gone cold in here.
Oh, never mind the doctor. You need an ambulance.
I feel as I'm dying.
Oh, Ray, don't talk about dying. Come on, answer. Don't you dare talk about dying.
Today's episode of The Coal Cloughs was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The serial's been created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.